Laslama, what do you think your players have learnt from today?
That Premier League is a very tough league, is on another level that from the Championship. But look, I told them the only thing, of course, the result I'm disappointed with. We wanted to win this game, you know. But what I'm really disappointed with is our reaction after the goal. Up until then, we were on par. Okay, we needed Sam, but in a couple of situations. But first half, we were definitely there. We were creating. We were with front foot mentality, good distance, slick passes, in the channels or flanks or through the middle. We came there a lot of times. Maybe we lacked a little bit of right decision or a little bit of bravery to have a shot or a little bit of quality there, you know. But I was very pleased with that. And I told the guys at the halftime, just continue. Raise a little bit if you can, but continue. But after the goal is the only thing that I didn't like. It's we didn't give up. No. It's not that. But our reaction was like... it wasn't same mentality. It wasn't same approach. It wasn't same. I told them before a game, don't let anything that happens during the game affect your confidence in a negative way. Usually it's a goal. It can be a red card or whatever. Don't do it. Stay in a game. Be positive. Continue. Like never happened. But like nothing happened. But we didn't. I'm sad for the boys because... In the end, 3-0, it looked easy for Leicester, and I don't think it was that. It ended up easy to them. Last half an hour was easy for them. But beforehand, no. So we have to improve in stretching that good period on the whole game. And that's it. We have enough quality for that. Maybe not when we play against Leicester on fire. You need luck, you need the momentum or that. But we need to stretch that period. And there's no reason why we shouldn't do that. It's not lack of strength. It's not lack of fitness. Fitness is going to become, for every club, better and better as the game goes on. But it's mentality. It's mentality.
How do you teach that know-how to your players? Is that just going to be from minutes on the pitch playing Premier League football this season?
Yes, but we don't have time to wait for the games, you know. They can do it. It's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. They can do it. The only thing we can do is every day insist to boost their confidence. Because I don't think I'm wrong, because there's no reason. It was like black and white, you know. It wasn't gray after that. It was black. It was black after a period that was really white. So there's no... It can't be anything else. Okay, you can say the Leicester gained confidence, the Leicester started to play, okay, don't rush and that, but okay, a little bit of that, but my team went a little bit, their shoulders went a little bit down, and in the first half I was so proud of how they approach it, everybody, how they approach it. Yeah, you are attacking me, but I have a ball, I don't mind you attacking me. So that is the thing, that the only thing that I wasn't pleased with, and I told them so.
Just finally from me then, Slaven, is it the attacking ability that you know you have in this squad that gives you that faith, that belief that you will have enough this season?
It's both. It depends, you know. You see Leicester players, I love my players, you see Leicester players when they were in a similar, on either 10% worse situations, they are using that situations to beat you and to create, to put her under proper pressure, you know. That was what we were lacking. Despite the quality, that was what we were lacking in the first half. A lot of times in the first half, we were in a situation that you are thinking, okay, now we're going to use it. It's going to, maybe not a goal, but shot, you know, or clear cut chance. It didn't happen. So, yes, we have the quality, but in this part of the pitch, we wouldn't mind a bit more, to be fair.
Just a couple from me, Slaven, if you wouldn't mind. The back three, you went with that today, which was a bit of a surprise. What was the thinking there?
That was, we wanted to keep that as a little bit, not a secret, but it wasn't like last night, let's do it. No, we've been working on that the whole week, and the guys were really up for it. They liked it, and it's a good thing. It makes you more thicker, and if you are brave enough to step up, it makes you really good defensively and offensively in both. And we were good. It looked really good. It was really good. Unfortunately, after the goal, we had to change it because we wanted to not to chase, but to equalize, and then we went in a back four, all right. But it wasn't about the system; it was more, as I said, lack of that mentality. So what that we conceded a goal? Let's we're gonna score a goal, or we're gonna try to score a goal, and then it can finish 3-0 for them again, but not in this way a little bit, because the guy, I told them, you didn't deserve that based on your performance in the first half. You didn't deserve this kind of ending.
And looking to strengthen this week, lastly?
Rob, you know the situation. We are hoping, we are trying. It would be good. Everybody knows that. Everybody that has any interest in our club knows that. It's unfortunately, it's not down to the people who are in the club for that. You know, even when you have money, it's hard. In our situation, we have to be, I don't know, not creative. Even to be creative, you need money. You have to be, you're going to find the word better than me, I think.